Happy first Sunday of Advent, everybody. Grace and peace and love and hope from my home to yours. Welcome to worship with Pine Street Church, indeed on this first Sunday in the season of Advent. If you don't know what Advent is, it is traditionally the season that leads up to Christmas Day. It's 4 weeks of preparation for the Feast of the Incarnation in Christian parlance, as we prepare for the birth of Christ. It is a sacred season, looks and feels a little different this year, but nevertheless, we persist. And so we step into this sacred season on this day, November 29, 2020, the first Sunday of Advent. A few special things during the season. Number one, I hope that you have received your Advent wreath at home already. If you haven't, you will very soon. And what we're asking you to do is to take pictures of your family or you or whoever you live with around the table or wherever you have a sacred space in your home. We want to be able to compile these photographs over the season of Advent, incorporate those into our worship services online. So if you'd be so kind as to take a picture of your sacred space this Advent season with your Advent wreath, and hopefully with your Advent devotional, by the way, that you have available to you through the Pine Street Post. The digital version is in your Pine Street Post with Maya Angelou poetry and scripture readings guiding our way through this season. Please send those photographs to David@PineStreetChurch.net. That's David@PineStreetChurch.net. David is our director of worship and arts and our executive administrator, and he'll be compiling those photographs that you send in from your home and from your families so that we can sort of see one another during the season of Advent and have a special part of our worship services each Sunday. There is so much going on in the life of our church. As you can tell from the Pine Street Post, I know it's chock full of information. We're working on simplifying that over the next few weeks and into 2021. So bear with us about that. But the good news is there's lots going on, many ways you can connect through our Advent worship, of course, through our small groups, as always, through Art Brunch on Sunday morning at 9:30 with Waverly Matthews, Tuesday morning at 9 a.m., our Men's Coffee Fellowship, Thursdays at 1:30, our Oasis Women's Study Group. And you don't have to be part of these groups to just dive in and connect with folks during the season. Advent is the new year of the church, and so we are accustomed to making New Year's goals. Perhaps this year, starting today, you can make some spiritual New Year's goals, and maybe one of those is to connect more deeply in the life of Pine Street Church. And so I welcome you and encourage you to do that. Check out our newsletter, the Pine Street Post. That is our main communication channel for all that's happening in the life of our church and for you to be connected. I want you to know that coming up on December 13, Sunday, December 13, at 11:30 a.m., we'll be having our quarterly community conversation. This is not a business meeting. This is a time for our leadership council, which is the governing board of our church, and our staff to update you about all that's happening in the life of our church and just to have a conversation. If there are questions or curiosities that you have about what's going on with Pine Street Church, this is a chance for you to vocalize those and be part of the community conversation again on Sunday, December 13 at 11:30 a.m. Our main focus of conversation for that day will be digital ministry. What does that mean? What does it mean to cultivate a digital cathedral of sorts as churches all over the place are living in this virtual space? We'll talk about what that means for Pine Street Church, what it has meant over the last 8 months, and what it will mean going forward into 2021 and probably pretty deep into 2021. Another thing I want you to know about is that you will be receiving a letter this week from the Leadership Council, again, the governing board of our church, and we will be updating you about our latest thinking, our latest and best thinking with regard to being church in the time of COVID-19. So there'll be a letter with that. There will also be a survey, and we are asking you to voice your input and your perspectives about 6 or 7 questions that we're curious to hear from you about as we contemplate on the horizon at some point. There's no timeline about it, but just to get a sense of where you are with what it would look like to return to church sometime in 2021. Again, we don't know when that is, but we want to have other voices in the conversation as we do our best to love our neighbors as ourselves, to protect each other, to listen to our scientists and to our public health officials. You know, religion and science go together. They are not at odds. They are not enemies. And so this is a time in our world, a time in our lives, when we can help those things integrate and come together for the healing of our community and our world. And Lord knows that we all want to be together as soon as we can, but we want to be smart and safe about that. So be looking for a communication this coming week with a letter from our leadership council and that survey that we'll be asking you to fill out. And we'll offer some early results of that on December 13 at our community conversation. Well, I'm talking a whole lot here. Again, you can tell there's lots happening that I want you to know about. I want everybody to be in the know. The best way to do that is to read your Pine Street Post. Connect through this, through our online worship on Sunday mornings, Pine Street Church At Home Edition. And again, our Hyphenated Life podcast. Hyphenated Life is a new creative venture in which we're trying to scoop up more people and connect with more people through this interview-based podcast. I know that podcasting is a very popular thing to do in these days, and our staff has been envisioning this for a year and a half or so, and it's finally coming to life. And we want you to be part of the conversation. Again, as everything we're doing in the life of our church, we're evolving and learning and adapting. And so thank you for your patience and understanding and for your support as we take on new horizons for 2021 and find new ways to connect and be the church in virtual space, in online space. So thank you for jumping in and being part of that. Again, I hope that you will like all of the posts from Pine Street Church, from Hyphenated Life, and by the way, our Off-Broadway preschool. This is an easy way for us to be digital, progressive evangelists in this new time, and it's a great way for you to connect and help us raise awareness about the good work of our community and who we are together as Pine Street Church with our Hyphenated Life ministry, with our Off-Broadway preschool ministry. These all work together for good, you understand, for us to be the church. And so let's all be part of it and get behind it and support it. I hope you will. And thank you for those of you who are doing so. I'm so grateful about that. As we come into our Advent 1, our first Sunday of Advent worship time, let us focus our minds on hope. That is the spiritual theme of every first Sunday of Advent is hope. It's married with a fairly odd text from the Gospel of Mark today that I'll be talking about, and hopefully will help make some sense of that to be relevant to your life and to your spiritual life. We are all in this together, my friends. I know that we're all over the map emotionally. We're all over the map in terms of where we are in our lives, our ages and stages, and all that's happening in our personal worlds, in our national life together, and certainly in our global life as citizens of this planet. It's a lot to integrate. It's a lot to metabolize. But thank you for being community with Pine Street Church. The final thing I want to say in this very long welcome this morning, I apologize about that. Actually, I don't. I'm sorry and I'm not sorry. You know how that goes. But if you are tuning in today and you're not normally part of the in-person life of Pine Street Church, I would love to hear from you, your name, a little bit about your story and where you're tuning in from. That will help us to know who's kind of out there in the ether, so to speak, to find ways to make this less abstract and more incarnational in a season that is absolutely incarnational for Christians around the world as we contemplate these weeks and live into these weeks leading up to Christmas. Happy Advent, everybody. Welcome to worship. God of light and hope, of darkness and dawn, be with us in the shadows, even and especially in the valley of the shadow of death. Show us the way, and let us be lanterns of hope for others. Keep us awake, make us alert to all of the ways that you are coming into the world, breaking through to us, even when we don't always see it. Open up the heavens of enlightenment and love and vision, and let the mountains of despair quake at your presence. And so we say on this first Sunday of Advent, as we wait in the shadows and long for the light of Christmas morning, come to us, O God. Come to us as we desire to come close to you through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our contemporary reading today comes from the poem by Maya Angelou titled A Plagued Journey. And for those of you who don't have the book, you're welcome to order from your favorite bookstore or online. This is the book, Maya Angelou, The Complete Poetry. And hear these words from A Plagued Journey. There is no warning rattle at the door, nor heavy feet to stomp the foyer boards. Safe in the dark prison, I know that light slides over the fingered work of a toothless woman in Pakistan. Happy prints of an invisible time are illumined. My mouth agape rejects the solid air, and lungs hold. The invader takes direction and seeps through the plaster walls. It is at my chamber, entering the keyhole, pushing through the padding of the door. I cannot scream. A bone of fear clogs my throat. It is upon me. It is sunrise, with hope its arrogant rider. My mind, formerly quiescent in its snug encasement, is strained to look upon their rapturous visages, to let them enter even unto me. I am forced outside myself to mount the light and ride joined with hope. Through all the bright hours I cling to expectation until darkness comes to reclaim me as its own. Hope fades, day is gone, into its irredeemable place, and I am thrown back into the familiar bonds of disconsolation. Gloom crawls around, lapping lasciviously between my toes, at my ankles, and it sucks the strands of my hair. It forgives my heady fling with hope. I am joined again into its greedy arms. Every year, every time that I as a pastor have looked forward to the Christian holidays this time of year, I don't even now always think about what Advent truly means. Because every year before Christmas, I bump into a gospel reading like the one we have today. And with all of the scientists that are talking about super spreader events like folks who are done with COVID-19, and who are traveling and, you know, science be damned. I'm going to take my chances and do what I want. I'm tired of waiting to live my life. Well, I'm with you. We all suffer from pandemic fatigue. And I'm going to do what I want. I don't want to hear another interview with Tony Fauci talking about how we may be done with COVID-19, but COVID-19 is not done with us. Because truth be told, I'm done with parts of the Bible like the one we have today. It's scary when you take a look at it, when you hear it. It's daunting. It tells me that, you know, the dark winter of God's predictions are what I need to hear, but what I don't want to heed in terms of what I want to do. Now, this has been a week of pardons from Corn and Cobb, the turkeys that experienced a presidential pardon this week, who got a presidential pardon this week. And, you know, in some ways, I want to pardon St. Mark for including today's words and text to say it doesn't apply to me or us or our life together. I don't want to hear whatever weird reality or non-reality that St. Mark is trying to tell us in today's text. Maybe I'm the only one. But I don't want to infect you or my family or my kids with, you know, an esoteric and irrelevant and scary nonsense like what this can feel like when we read today's gospel. I'm going to protect and not infect people when it comes to how certain people have handled the Bible in ways that messes with us or even messes us up. And today's gospel word is one that can mess with us and that has been used to mess people up. And that, frankly, has indeed been true in so many different ways. But here we are 26 days from Christmas Day, and all that we want, you know, is baby Jesus and shepherds and cute sheep and miracles and Christmas carols and heroic Mary and Joseph and call it and be done with it. Feel me? But the Bible is messy and messed up in ways that we define it or ways that we want the Bible to be but is not. You know, just like our lives, just like the year 2020. It's like, darn you, 2020. But today we begin a four-week journey toward a miracle that no rational person could predict. We take the trip from darkness and the sky falling and the moon having its energy bill going into collections and the sun's electrical outlet being disconnected. And we read St. Mark, and it's just kind of depressing. But here's the thing today, as we take step one of 26 steps, being 26 days from that Christmas morning, we begin in darkness. We don't begin with tinsels and Christmas trees and bright lights. We begin with our fears, with our anxieties, with our emotional baggage, all of this that makes us see the world as sometimes falling apart instead of a world that God is actually stitching together. And so, let's just be honest, we are in the midst of a power failure, so to speak, as St. Mark describes it in today's gospel. And as that wonderful monk David Steindl Ross, as we talked about on Hyphenated Life this past week, he writes, "A power failure makes us aware of what a gift electricity is. A sprained ankle lets us appreciate walking as a gift. You know, a sleepless night helps us appreciate sleep and how much we are missing in life by noticing gifts only when we are suddenly deprived of them," he writes. Exactly. I think this is what St. Mark is saying in part in today's gospel. We take the moon and the sky and the sun for granted, and what happens when they disappear? Now, that's a scary prospect, because if the sun stops shining and the moon goes out and the stars fall, what will happen? And we all feel this on a very human level. You don't get what you want? Oh God, the sky falls and the stars of the sky are puffed out and the sun will never come up again. Do you ever feel that way? This is part of what St. Mark is saying, and something else, because forget what sort of Christmas tree you get this year. I mean, always get a live fir tree, and God knows that Christmas can't happen if I don't, as if Christmas magic and meaning is up to me to make happen. Come on. This year of all years, 2020, yes, the sky, it feels like it's falling some days. The ground is certainly shifting beneath our feet, and God is still at work in the world, in your world, in my world, in our church's life, together now and into the future, even though there's so many variables and uncertainties that we're all facing. And we can feel that even when we can't always see that. And some days I can't see that hope, and so I need you to help me believe. And some days maybe you find it hard to hope, and you can't, and you'd need me to help you believe. That is part of the magic of being in spiritual community together. And today we have this swashbuckling piece of gospel literature that could very well scare the hell out of you, and it's been used to scare the hell out of a lot of people. And well, maybe after living through 2020, maybe it doesn't. It maybe doesn't sound as scary. And who's to say what normal means these days anyway, right? Much has been made of today's gospel text in regard to the second coming of Christ. The language is vivid and provocative. It's easy to read texts like this and just be terrified by a God who loves us so much, He's going to get us if we don't watch out. But believe it or not, these texts, these apocalyptic texts, apocalyptic means reveal or revealing, they are meant to bring us hope, actually. It speaks of a time when God finally gets what God wants, and that is good news for us. So in the midst of this strange language about the sun and the moon going dark and the sky falling and the cosmic powers trembling, we get some Advent advice from Jesus. No one knows, he says, the day or the hour when God will act, not even the angels in heaven nor the Son. S-O-N. He compares our situation to servants who wait for their master who has gone on a long journey without saying when he'll return. And our task in the meantime is to remain vigilant and to keep awake, Mark says. Be alert. Stay sharp. Nobody has any idea when the end of the world as we know it will be, just as we have no idea when the end of our own lives will be. And while it's easy to get caught up in the then and there of all of that speculation, Jesus tells us to give attention to the here and now. I mean, it might seem so strange to you that we kick off this Advent season leading up to Christmas with such tumult and darkness and shadows. Yes, it's apocalyptic. It is revealing. Not that all hope is lost and the world is coming to an end, like a countdown to your scariest doomsday scenario. It's not that. It's meant to bring hope to despairing people, some shafts of light slicing through the dark shadows. But it's what keeps hope alive. And this is a day, this first Sunday of Advent, when we focus on the spiritual theme of hope. And I mean, what keeps hope alive more than poetry? And in this season, the poetry of Maya Angelou. Maya Angelou had a broad and distinguished career, both inside and outside the literary world. She is most famous for her work as a poet, a memoirist, civil rights activist, working with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and Malcolm X. And as with today's poem we've read and heard, A Plagued Journey, the theme of struggle and submission shows up throughout Maya Angelou's poetry. And here today, the poem we have heard is no exception. The narrator is utterly passive, even in the face of the personified hope. Eventually, a personified gloom sucks the strands of the speaker's hair and forgives her heady fling with hope. And someone has said, turning these abstract feelings into greedy and arrogant figures allows Maya Angelou to portray the narrator's helplessness to respond in any way besides submission. But today, my friends, this first Sunday of Advent, let us fling ourselves toward hope, toward a world in which we don't have to describe it in such apocalyptic ways about the sun and the moon and the stars, because today of all days, at the beginning of this season of all seasons, this season of hope and peace and joy and love, no matter how dark and deep and despairing we feel, it's not the end. But it is a beginning. And as much as we want to jump over all of the crap and heavy and darkness and weirdness and fear, this is where we begin this Advent journey toward Christmas. And it's not St. Mark's fault. It's just reality, the reality of where you and I begin, especially in this year, in a time of collective anxiety and worry and fear. But it's not the end. Someone has said, you can't compare your chapter 1 to someone else's chapter 20, you know? Like, you can't compare your journey to someone else's because it's not the same. And so, my friends, you need to know that Christ has come once, and Christ is coming to us again and again and again in the world in which we live. And it's not some cruel joke. It is a call to wait, though, to wait together. And sometime in these weeks of Advent ahead, perhaps here as you sing a favorite hymn or carol or sit in silence or light a candle or see an interview or eat bread and drink the cup or maybe in the midst of doing business or being with friends in a Zoom meeting or driving in your car to get groceries or eating a meal with your kids, quarantining at home or making an Advent wreath or lighting your Advent candles this year and reading Maya Angelou's poetry in your Advent devotionals, sending in your photos from your home about how this is happening, how Christ is showing up in your life and in our world together. And maybe even in a quiet moment, again, reading a Maya Angelou poem. And yes, I'm leading the witnesses here, but really, read her profound poems in this season, like the one we've heard today. And with all of this, as you remember and try and get curious and wonder about today's weird and wonderful gospel text, while you wait, Christ will show up. Christ will come to you in your heart of prayer. Christ will come to you in the midst of your anxieties. Christ will come to you in the midst of your fears. When it does feel like the sun is going out and the moon is falling out of the sky, and in ways you'd never expect, and that serendipity and surprise that we come to crave sometimes, right? That serendipity and surprise that we most want, it's happening, just not in the ways we expect. And if you can't believe me, then you can believe St. Mark. I mean, listen to this gospel text today and think about what unexpected experiences and spiritual speed bumps that can help us hope again in some fresh and open and expansive way. So I finish today by asking a question: what are you waiting for? Chances are that all of us are waiting for all kinds of things. Some of us can hardly wait for Christmas. Some of us can hardly wait for school to start again in person. We are waiting for vaccines to be proven. We are waiting for the economy to rebound. We are waiting on news about our jobs. We're waiting for our bodies to heal. We're waiting for the grief to subside. We are waiting for the test results. We are waiting for our kids and our grandkids to come home again. We are waiting for babies to be born. We are waiting for all sorts of things. And we are waiting for questions to be answered. We're waiting for the right person, waiting for the right time. We're waiting for God to reveal to us what is next. And so through the weirdness and the wonderfulness, maybe a little woo-woo, and watching and waiting and keeping awake, as Jesus says, God only knows what will happen, but we can trust that God is working for good and working for our good. And that, my friends, on this first Sunday of Advent, shall be worth the wait. Amen. My friends, thank you for joining us for Pine Street Worship at Home Edition. Today, if you're wondering what you can do next as we think about waiting, I just wanted to mention a few things. Number one, if you are interested in becoming a member of Pine Street Church, you can write me at andrew@pinestreetchurch.net. I would love to have a conversation with you about what it means to be a member of our church, what I would call meaningful membership, and we can talk about that. So that's number one. Number two, you can join an online small group with Art Brunch or Tuesday Morning Men's Coffee or Thursday Oasis Women's Group. Those are open groups, and you're always invited to jump in and be part of those online small groups. Number three, you can follow Pine Street Church on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. You can also follow Hyphenated Life Podcast on Facebook and Instagram, and also our preschool, Off-Broadway Preschool, you can follow on Facebook and Instagram as well. This is a great way for us to be connected. I invite you to like the posts that come from Pine Street Church and from Hyphenated Life and from our Off-Broadway Preschool. So those are just a few ways that you can respond to that question, what is next, if you're looking to go deeper into Pine Street Church. And I would add a fourth one, and that is check out our digital version of this year's Advent Poetry Devotional Booklet. You can find that in today's Pine Street Post. Well, as you go out into this day, it is so important for you to remember who you are. You are sons and daughters of God. You are friends and disciples of Christ Jesus. And the love and the peace and the power and the beauty and the joy and the justice and the generosity of God are forever at loose in your lives. Go now and live like it is true. Amen.
Thank you. And close.